And now on this Sunday afternoon, every now and again, we like to tell you about an artist we think you might like to meet. Here's somebody who's generating a lot of buzz right now for a sound that's somehow both art house and nightclub.
My name is Alan Palomo from the musical project Neon Indian.
Palomo was born in 1988, well after the rise of David Bowie and Prince. But Palomo sounds as if the three had been hanging out backstage. Palomo's synth pop sound, though, is his own. Palomo was born in Mexico and came to the U.S. as a child. The family settled in San Antonio, Texas.
I think we arrived when I was about 6 years old, and I have a very vague recollection of kind of driving through the desert, approaching the border, and, you know, just kind of not really understanding that I was going to be there indefinitely, just being like, did I bring enough toys? And my parents were like, yeah, you've got, it's fine.
His first introduction to music came from his dad, who was also a singer in the late 1970s.
He was teaching my brother guitar and singing since a pretty early age. I was always kind of more of a spectator, just because I think from pretty early on I was kind of more interested in like movies. But I feel like, you know, by proxy, I definitely absorbed some sensibilities from watching them work. And my dad did, in fact, teach me how to sing. You know, he would find some like hokey Frank Sinatra duet that he would make me do the second part of, and then that's like the kind of thing that I would be forced to do on Christmas or something. When I was studying film in college and, you know, simultaneously making music for the first time, because I didn't have any formalized training, I kind of just approached it through the skill set that I did have and that I'd been sort of obsessing over since I was like 12 or something. But it just made sense to speak about music in terms of film scenes and movies. And to some extent, it's kind of become the ethos of what Neon Indian is, which is like to kind of create these isolated aesthetic statements and kind of treat them like their own films. I think it's interesting that it's kind of grown into the actual narrative of this record, where I was trying to make what to me felt like, you know, the screwball comedy about nighttime New York. But what makes sense about that is, like, New York is a city that gets mythologized by all these different filmmakers, and I really just wanted to make my own kind of grotesque, cartoonish reimagining of what my previous years in New York have been like. And if I couldn't do it through film, then I would totally just do it in a record. I really wanted to take my time with the record, if only because I see what the construct of the music industry is becoming, and it's kind of like, you know, bands are like these horses to bet on, just kind of being like, yep, that's a hot ticket right there this year, you know, like, they're going to do well. And they write a record, they tour it for, you know, almost 2 years, and then once the popularity kind of wanes and they put you back in the studio, you take 6 months, you write another record, and you do it all over again. And at some point I was just kind of like, I don't want to spend my 20s in a van. I still, to this day, have a hard time making music. You know, sometimes I have these little moments of inspiration, but a lot of it is definitely perspiration, and it's just about putting the hours in. And whenever I'm looking at, you know, that record that's still ahead of me, there's that surrender of being like, oh yeah, this is like gonna be a while, so you better, you know, pace yourself and make sure it's fun. And that's kind of what I did with this one.
That was musician Alan Palomo. His band is Neon Indian. You can hear tracks from their new album, Vega International Night School, on npr.org.